Thousands of Yemenis hold a rally in the city of Hodeidah against Saudi Arabia's aggression. Protesters condemn Riyadh and its allies for bombing residential areas and killing civilians. They slammed a Saudi-led operation to occupy Hodeidah. Spokesman of the Ansar of the Forces said during the rally, Hodeidah's airport is in their control and rejected reports of Saudi troops had seized it. The official said the aggressors have been defeated in Yemen's west coast, calling on mercenaries that attacked the city to surrender. Joining us now out of Sao Paulo is Shoban Saxena, a journalist and political commentator. Hello, Shoban. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I think what has been unfolding in Yemen, one of the poorest countries in the world and the poorest country in the region since 2015, is a big tragedy, and it is one of the most shameful chapters of our times. This poor country is being attacked on two fronts. Is being bombed day and night by a coalition led by Saudi Arabia, and which is supported wholeheartedly by the United States and its allies in the region. And at the same time, there's a blockade going on against the country, again led by Saudi Arabia, and the country is being deprived of essential necessities like food, medicines, and it has created a huge humanitarian crisis in that country. And the international community, especially the United Nations, has completely turning a blind eye to this situation. And it's very difficult to understand how can the world be so blind to such a huge catastrophic unfolding in the region.
Okay, that's my next question. How can the world, especially the West, be so blatantly deaf, and silent and I don't know, blind to exactly what's happening? You got 8-9-year-old kids that are, you know, not receiving medication when they're sick. When they're hungry, they're not receiving food. Most of these families are living on one meal a day and scraps at that. I mean, what can justify this silence from the West? And complicity. Forget the silence. Complicity.
Yeah, because the West is basically the United States. The United States is the leader of the West. And then there is a Saudi Arabia angle. You know, Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest importer of weapons from the Western countries, whether it's France, whether the UK, other countries, and they're working together. So I think nobody in the West, whether it's London or Paris or even Berlin, can dare to challenge United States, and they can't dare to challenge Saudi Arabia also for a lot of reasons, for petrol and for weapons. So I think it's a very unholy alliance between the Western countries. Of course, the UK has taken the matter to United Nations, but nobody is condemning what's happening. The US is supplying intelligence, US supplying weapons to Saudi Arabia and the coalition. They're giving them all kind of weapons, and they're being dropped on these poor people day and night, and everybody is silent. And the reason for the silence is the nexus between the Saudi Arabia and United States, the two countries nobody want to take on. I think right now the onus is on countries like China, Russia, India, Iran in the region to take it up, take it to UN and make an alliance, do something, so that this is one of the biggest tragedies of our time, which is unfolding in front of our eyes. Something should be done about it.
Something should be. Thank you for joining us, Shoban Saxena. We appreciate your contribution to the program, journalist and political commentator.